Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
What do you do if you get to a class, a fitness class, and you don't like the instructor, or you don't like the class, or it's too hard for you, or somebody's pushing you, or it's too crowded? There are so many things involved with some of these busier classes. What is the etiquette if you're a rookie or a newbie? How do you find a class that fits you? My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's a group fitness director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM's Resources for the Group Fitness Instructor. She knows exactly what you should be doing about these things. Welcome to the show, Grace. So, group fitness etiquette for rookies. Let's get into it.
Well, the first thought in my head is, if you're already wanting to leave a class, let's try not to get you in that situation in the first place. So I'm going to give you some tips for how not to be in the wrong class. So if you're just starting out, instead of just showing up, you know, without any information for a class and then finding out, oh, you didn't like it, come and check it out. You know, be a voyeur on the outside. So you check out the class prior to. And just look in the room, see what's going on. So you already know there's too many people in there. That's not going to work for me. I see what they're doing. Wow, you know, that's way too hard for me. Wow, that's way too easy for me. Wow, you know, there's so many wows that people have just by observing. You kind of go, okay, I'm going to feel comfortable or not comfortable. So that's number one. Get in there. Number two, arrive early. Introduce yourself to the instructor. If you can, go into the classroom farthest away from the door. Now, I know what you're all thinking. This is what everybody does. Everybody hovers around the door. Why? Because it makes a fast escape. So you're thinking, if, in case I have to leave, I want to be closest to the door, so I'm going to make, you know, a swift exit. However, everybody else does that. So there's a huge crowd in front of the door. So try and get into the classroom. Get in there and meet the instructor early. Introduce yourself. Find out what the class is about. And if you're not feeling it, you met the instructor and you're like, oh, it's not a match made in heaven. Get out before the class starts. You know, you didn't feel comfortable, and that's okay. You can you know, sneak out the side door. You'll be okay. If you've done all that, you get in the class, you set up your stuff, you're committed to go. The instructor you thought was very nice, and they start playing the world's most horrendous music. And you're thinking, I can't be in here for 45 minutes of headbanging music. I just can't take it. How do you escape? You very nicely put your stuff down and wave to the instructor, thank you, so they know that you're okay, and walk out. I will tell you, as an instructor, that's a happy day for me. When I have somebody who is not happy in my classroom for whatever the reason is, they leave. Staying in the room and forcing yourself to be there against your better judgment and your will creates a field of bad energy around you that becomes contagious to others and the instructor. We feel it. We see it. We're trying to, you know, accommodate it. What's wrong? It's so much easier if you just, you know, thank you, put your hands together like you're in a prayer position, you know, thanking the instructor. I have to go. Oops, I have an appointment. The other thing that you can do is set it up prior to. I may need to leave a little bit early. I'm not sure if this class is going to accommodate my level. Is it okay if I leave a little early? And the instructor will say, oh, yeah, that's fine, no problem. Should I leave my step out? Should I leave my stuff out? If it's really, really crowded, don't bother trying to trapeze, you know, across the classroom carrying your step and your, you know, weight so you decapitate somebody on the way out. Just leave your stuff. Leave your stuff.
You know what? I love your list, Grace, and you gave a list. And
yeah.
So, you know, after all of those, you've got turn your cell phone off. Don't talk during class. I imagine as an instructor that makes you crazy.
That is my number one pet peeve. People who are talking, and I'm trying to talk, and people are trying to listen. So, yeah, you have to have a conversation with somebody and tell them what you did yesterday. Have it outside. Don't have it in the middle of class. That really is very distracting. Try and let the instructor know if you have any physical limitations. I already said avoid the spaces near the door. Make sure you can see the instructor. If it's your first time or you're a newbie, it really helps if you can see what the instructor is doing. Don't talk. don't chew gum, okay? Not because it's annoying that you're snapping your gum. That's annoying, but it's also, it's a hazard. You know, if you take a deep breath in or you're holding your breath, you could very, very well lodge that gum in your throat, which wouldn't be a happy day at the gym. Avoid open beverage containers. We have this happen all the time. People come in with their coffee, their water, their lemonade, their iced tea in an open container. Somebody kicks it over, and now you have a spill. If that does happen, please clean it up. Don't just look at it, because that would make a slippery floor. Don't drop your weights on the floor. Wipe down the equipment after you use it. Don't lean on the mirrors. Don't put your handprints on the mirrors. If you're in a yoga class, most yoga classes do not permit people to walk into the room with shoes on, which you would not otherwise know unless somebody tells you. So very often you slip your shoes off. You carry your shoes, or some places you leave your shoes actually outside the studio, and then you go in your socks or bare feet, so that you're on the floor, you know, with your nose to the ground. You don't want dirt from outside coming in. In the winter time, this is one of my pet peeves. People come in with their snow boots and tromp in and put their stuff down, and then they change their boots. Well, now you made a big puddle on the floor, including whatever else was on your boots. So try not to do that. Try not to save spots for others. This is a big pet peeve in the group fitness world. Everybody gets upset. You should not be reserving space for your friends. I know your friends are happy, but other people in the class are not happy.
Okay, that's a big one right there, reserving space for your friends. What if you walk into a class and someone says, I'm sorry, I'm saving this for my friend. Do you just, move along? There's no more room. So what do? Do you say, well, I was here first, so I need that space? What do you do?
That's a personality thing. You know, you have to decide if that's a battle you want to choose. And very often, if there is an instructor there, you bring it to the instructor. I'm here. This space is potentially reserved. You know, can you help me? The instructor will police those things. And especially if you're new and you don't know the folks there, you know, and that's kind of like the high school cafeteria, sitting at the wrong table. It can get very dicey. On an emotional level, but I would suggest if you're in that situation, a instructor for help.
Okay, because it's kind of feels like tattling. However, you know, it certainly is not really tattling, right?
No,
you're just asking for the instructor.
They wind up getting they get in trouble because management usually gets involved, and then somebody has to come
in. That's where it becomes kind of the bummer. Now, asking questions. We only have a minute and a half left, but asking questions during the class, is that a do or a don't? I mean, are you then bothering everybody who's rolling their eyeballs saying, oh, for God's sakes, they're asking a question?
It depends on what kind of question it is. You know, if it's a general question, like, what did you say? Or it's a clarification question. It's something that can be answered very quickly. Or, you know, if it's going to be something that is very personal. Well, I got in a car accident and I hurt my blah, blah, blah. So that's a question that you should save for before or after class versus, you know, a clarification question. Should we go all the way down to the ground? You know, and if you find yourself wanting to scream out questions on a regular basis, you should just continue to take the class, because most of the time with the repetition of participating in the class, those questions are answered.
Okay, Grace, we have 1 minute left. You're the instructor. You've done this for years upon your years. Give us your best advice for etiquette for the fitness classroom in about 30 seconds here.
It's cohabitation. So you're sharing a space with others, some of whom you want to be with and some of whom you don't want to be with. So you have to contain yourself and do the best for the group at large. And think of it as your community for that hour that you're going to be in the room with everybody. And I know that most people come in and they're really thinking about themselves, but if you can put your community hat on and think about, you know, the greater good of everybody and work with other people and smile and talk to them and communicate, you will likely have a much better experience.
Great information. Absolutely perfect from one of the top fitness instructors in this country and certainly one of our favorite guests and a fan favorite here on Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole, and if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. And if you know somebody who has really bad fitness class etiquette, just sort of send them off to this show. Thanks for listening and stay well.